at that training session, Trevor looked unhappy with the way things were going at certain parts.
Well, I think Trevor's just trying to bring an intensity to training today after the game. Obviously, I don't think anyone was happy with the result or how we played. So, obviously, being the Monday training session after a game like that, you want to get after it. And I think being the head coach, I think Trev, you know, led from the front and got us going. And it turned out to be a really good session.
What was most noticeable that was missing from the weekend?
Oh, it just wasn't our brand of basketball at all, you know. There's lack of communication, you know, we weren't getting after it like we normally do, and just overall wasn't our best performance, and you know, it's not the type of basketball we want to play.
How noticeable was it for you in particular that Damo wasn't out there running the floor?
Yeah, you know, Damo always does a fantastic job of running the court and being a great point guard and, you know, steering the ship, so to speak. And you know, without him there, I think maybe we didn't have some of his leadership presence, and definitely showed.
Losses happen in sport all the time. It seems like you guys take them really personally. Every time we've seen a loss at home, you guys react similarly to what happened just out there then.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you? You know, this is sport, it's professional sport. It's you know, the highest level of basketball in Australia. If you get beaten, you know, you should take it personally. You know, obviously you got beaten for a reason, so we're not out here to make friends or be content with, you know, just going out there and running up and down and putting a few baskets in. If we lose, we've got to look at what we did wrong and try and improve on it. So the ultimate goal for us is always to win a championship. And if we get beaten, obviously, you know, getting beaten isn't how you win a championship. So that's why we react that way.
So you expect when you get beaten to turn up and have a real tense sort of reaction from everybody?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you get beaten, everyone takes a good hard look in the mirror, and you know, we get in here on, you know, Monday morning, we look at the film, see what we can improve on, and then we come out on the court and, you know, dig in and really get after it.
How do you change the defensive intensity and attitude without Damien there, now that you've seen what it looks like?
Well, I think it starts on the practice court. You know, I think we had a really good session today, you know, with that as the focus. So we'll keep that going all week, and then, you know, we'll be ready for Illawarra on Saturday.
Opportunity to go really break clear of New Zealand.
Yeah, it's disappointing. You know, obviously we were very aware of the fact that if we won, we would, you know, we'd be clear in New Zealand and set us up in a, you know, put us in a really good position. So thankfully we've got another shot at it this weekend. So who knows what will happen with New Zealand, but yeah, we'll just play it as it comes.
So Lucas Walker not training today, and he obviously looked a bit sore towards the end of the game. Have you spoken to him? Do you know how he's feeling?
Yeah, I think he's fine. I think it was just the medical team just held him out of practice today. But I dare say I don't think he'll miss the game this weekend.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.